2MCE Radio, broadcasting from the shadows of Walloo to Bathurst and Orange, also streaming around the country and around the world on radio.2mce.org.
This week's guest on COVID-19, The Bright Side, is John Bolton, who is
a small business owner.
Now, John, as I come to you, can you tell us the prime function of your business?
Yeah, thanks, Adam. Basically, our business is a communication specialist business, and we fulfill a niche role within emergency alerting mainly and emergency type services. So what we actually do is we have several different systems that we host in a data center. They then can blast dial out to emergency services personnel, typically your people that are volunteers, and it brings them into a conference so that they can decide ahead of time how to deal with a particular situation that they're facing.
Okay, and have you been working from home, and how many employees do you have in the business?
I'm in a fortunate situation where my office is quite close to my home.
Okay.
And what that means is that I've been able to have my employees work from home, and I've been able to come into an empty office and do all the work that I need to in that. So I haven't had to work from home at all, but my employees do. How many employees do I have? At the moment, three.
Well, given the situation at the moment, what alternatives to travelling to clients has been useful to assist your customers during
this time?
So we've actually got customers all over Australia and, as I said, international. It does make consulting with your customers quite difficult, where sometimes a face-to-face meeting or being on site quite helpful. We've obviously had to do it remotely using video webinar type services, web conferencing. Has it made a difference to us? To a degree it has. I mean, we've always conducted a lot of things over the phone because of the customers being in different states in Australia, so it's a bit far to go. But I think web conferencing is actually what I would think is the way of the future as far as businesses go. So I think that we'll see a lot of businesses decentralise and people working from home. I've dealt with people in the New South Wales Health Department, etc. And a lot of those guys have had to work from home as a result of COVID. And it's been quite interesting how, you know, we can still have our meetings with multiple different people and get to a conclusion or, work out what we need to do in the current environment, even though everybody's, you know, separated. Yeah, so the alternatives to traveling have been Zoom, WebEx, Teams. I've used all three, so that's what we typically do.
And it's quite possible that they could become, you know, a new norm with this situation, that you may not stop using those sort of things altogether. Obviously, you know, you're going to go back to, you know, working more away from home, hopefully when we do get to a bit more of a normality in the world. But I just mean in overall
online work and communication,
there'll still be an element of that always there.
Look, I think it'll be more predominant in the future, mainly because companies, I believe, from a corporate point of view, companies will see that they can save money by not having expensive real estate in the city, etc. It also has a flow-on impact to things like transport and pollution in the environment. Obviously, we've seen a great change in the pollution levels during this COVID period, which has been quite interesting. So I believe the video conferencing, now that the web has matured enough, will become a dominant player in the future of our businesses.
Quite possibly. Well, many businesses have had productivity gains due to employees working from home. Has this been the case for your business?
Yeah, that's it. That's actually a good question. And I think working from home has its advantages. Some are, and this is coming from an employer point of view, is that people normally happy to take a bit longer because they don't have to travel anymore. So, you know, whereas they may have been fighting traffic for an hour to get to the office or on public transport, etc., they now, you know, have that extra time free. And they also see that as beneficial to them as well. I think productivity gains, I don't see a great deal of difference currently, productivity. I think it's interesting that, you know, even though people are maybe spending a bit more time on the job, the amount of product that gets produced, and again, this is the service industries, may not change that greatly because, you know, they do a standard amount of work during the day. They may just be spreading that out more. If you're able to have a study or shut yourself away in a room in your house and be able to work in that situation, then I think it's only beneficial to the employee.
Definitely, and there has been obviously a shining light on a lot of the negative, but I do think, you know, that even if you have been unable to go, you know, to work during this time, it's allowed you to have more family time and just be around the family more. And that's probably, you know, one of the biggest positives coming out of this whole situation. Well, were there any practices when you went into office? Like, did you have to sanitize? Was there any of that in use during this time for you or
not?
Because we're a small business and we haven't had many people come through the office. Typically, all our consultation is done remotely with clients or face-to-face if we go to see them. Then we don't have any real requirements for extra sanitation or whatever on the work site. Again, because I am a small business, I think there hasn't been much impact.
Okay, and just to finish off, obviously you talked about, you know, the meetings with clients and, you know, employees having to do the majority of that online. Did the employees have experience working online before pandemic hit, or is that something that they had to get used to before, you know, they could use that kind of space?
I have an employee who's working from Korea at the moment. So we've always been used to that, and our business is set up around being able to talk to them and communicate on a regular basis. So we've always done it. I think the big difference is that now some of the people that were working in the office aren't. And, you know, it's actually been fairly much an eye-opener to see how really simple it is to use these distance meetings and things. So it's been beneficial from that point of view. So in conclusion, I think that hasn't had a huge impact on our business at all. And if anything, we've already had things in place so that we could deal with remote working.
Well, that is good to hear. John, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us on COVID-19 The Bright Side 2MCE.
Thanks, Adam. Cheers.
2MCE. Radio by the community, for the community, a community service of CSU.